Keys to the Game is brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy.
Hi again, everybody, and welcome to PNC Studio at Hallison. This week's Keys to the Game, the Bears take a two-game winning streak into Ford Field in Detroit to take on the Lions in Week 6. So let's dig in. And cashing on big play opportunities offensively is what I recommend. Big, big chance of doing that in the passing game. It could be available for the Bears if they so choose. Quarterbacks are completing 78% of their passes, and the Lions' defense is 31st in big plays permitted. Jay Cutler's command of the line of scrimmage, combined with growing confidence unit-wide, gives the Bears momentum heading into Detroit. Tackles Charles Leno and Kyle Long will have to hold up on the edge. Ziggy Ansah, arguably one of the best pass rushers in the league, and has 4 sacks. James Jones, sneaky, and can do some damage inside and out. And coordinator Terrell Austin likes to blitz from the secondary, so the protectors, including tight ends and backs, will have to be on alert. Austin's defense ranked 2nd in the league last season, and they sacked Seattle 6 times 3 weeks ago. His best corner, Darius Slay. Young, athletic, Slay on the rise despite getting beat on big plays against Denver and Arizona. And teams are turning the Lions over, putting the defense in sudden change. The Bears and Lions are tied for 29th, giving up 41 points on giveaways. Protecting the football will be key. On to defense, and really, don't let them light the match because they are talented, and a rapidly developing Bears defense must continue to stay sound and disciplined against these Lions. Despite the struggles, they have very good skill position players. The great Calvin Johnson, now 30, not getting the same separation down the field. His longest reception is 28 yards, and he has just 1 touchdown, but you gotta watch him. Protection issues have not permitted Stafford the time to get the deeper routes to develop. However, when he gets hot, he's very good. His play tainted at the moment by 8 interceptions, and the Bears secondary with none in 5 games and 149 pass drops might have an opportunity. Detroit's run game averaging anemic 2.82 yards a carry, so they've yet to loosen up defenses. But they do have some athletically gifted backs, including Amir Abdullah, the rookie, but he's fumbled 3 times. Special teams, play smart. Detroit's kick return game, very solid, ranking 1st with the Colts in returns of 20 yards plus, including 2 beyond 40. Abdullah, the rookie, leads the league with 9 20-plus-yard returns. Continuing to improve on coverage will be a season-long goal for the Bears and their ever-changing roster. Steady Matt Prater, a reliable field goal kicker for the Lions. Punter Sam Martin has a minor knee injury. He's 2nd in the league, dropping punts inside the 20. Bears are going to lean on Robbie Gould again, and Patrick O'Donnell having a great start to the year. How we wrap it up with the intangibles and remaining resilient. This Bears squad is building their reputation as a resilient bunch. They've got to continue to battle in Detroit. Lions are backing into a corner here, and no team since the 92 San Diego Chargers have managed to turn around a winless start into a playoff trip. Detroit 0-5, feeling the heat from an angry fan base and disappointed ownership. The Bears are still evolving, so taking any team lightly would be a gross miscalculation, and this coaching staff will not allow that to happen. There is a good chance Chicago will be well represented at Ford Field. Rewarding their trip with great execution could prove to be demoralizing to a descending team despite its overall talent. That's going to wrap up this week's Keys to the Game. Hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to join us on News Radio 780 at 105.9 FM WVBM on Sunday, pregame at 9 o'clock. Tom and I will have the call of the game starting at noon. Thanks again for watching here from PNC Studio at Hallis Hall. I'm Jeff Joniak. We'll talk to you next time on Keys to the Game.